Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Christ, our true light, shines this morning as we gather here, shining to bring us the light of salvation and new life in Him. Paul, in our epistle reading this morning, exhorts the Christians in Philippi that we should join in imitating, he says, join in imitating me. Join in imitating me. Now, these words from Paul this morning help us to see that we are joined together as one another, joined together as Christians, and also joined together, we might add, as Christian in our gospel reading this morning. Earlier in chapter 2, Paul says that the Philippians shine as lights in the world. And what I would like us to see this morning is an analogy of what Paul is saying when he says to join in imitating me, an analogy of stained glass. See, Paul's life was broken. He was a persecutor of the church, and he was shattered by the law when Jesus came to him and said, "What, Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And yet God pieced together that life and used him as an instrument to shine Christ's light through him to proclaim the gospel to the nations. In God's great mercy, God used Paul, who was once a persecutor of the church, for the sake of the gospel, to preach Christ and Him crucified. Our Lord shines in the darkness, though the darkness has not overcome Him. The darkness of sin, death, and the devil has cast a shadow over the world, over our very lives. Yet Christ has confronted that darkness and defeated it. Even in our gospel reading this morning, the darkness is attempting to restrain him from his mission, but he says he must press on today, tomorrow, and the next day until his goal is accomplished in Jerusalem, where on that cross and the darkness that overshadowed that day of Good Friday, where he atoned for all of our sin, all of your sin, to forgive you, and 3 days later rose from the dead. Christ is the light of the world. So when Paul says, join in imitating me, Paul is not saying to focus on Paul himself, but rather the Lord who shines through Paul. See, stained glass has long been an important feature of Christian churches. As the light shining in through the sanctuary, even as we have these new stained glass windows here at St. John's, the light shines in through these windows and casting the colors upon all those seated next to them. But of course, the subject of the stained glass windows is what's most important. And here, even in these stained glass windows, we have scenes from Christ's life and ministry. So we're literally colored by Christ's work. Christ, the light of the world. As we reflect on these 150 years of God's work at St. John's, there's a vibrant history of the same Lord shining through this place, through his saints, to proclaim Jesus, the light. Christ's light through them has colored who we are today. From the beginning, on August 15th, 1869, meeting every two weeks in a log schoolhouse led by Pastor Barrowset. Of course, the dual parish and the 30-year ministry of Pastor Fisher. In the beginnings of St. John Lutheran School, to which to this day has helped students see the connection between their faith in Jesus and their daily lives. And of course, it's touched my own life as well and my family's. So we've been deeply influenced by the life, by this life of Christ, this light of Christ, through faithful teachers and pastors like Pastor Nierman, who is influential in my own preparations to becoming a pastor. And I've seen firsthand the light of Christ in this place. There are so many saints who have been used in this place to point us to Jesus. Above all, the gospel has been preached here. Sins have been forgiven. Children and adults have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have received Jesus' very body and blood given and shed for us. The Lord has placed St. John Lutheran Church here to shine His light in the midst of a dark world in order to show the surpassing glory of His work to redeem and save. And the world needs it because there is darkness in this world. Just look at what Paul is saying in our reading. He says, "For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you with even tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. And they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things." See, that is the way of the world. That is which the sin, what sin unrestrained looks like. It means to follow the belly first. Selfish indulgence, putting ourselves first in all things. Making ourselves into the masters of our own destiny. Placing our own wants and desires above that of our neighbors. And Paul is in tears of those who have been ensnared in the darkness of sin and destruction. But that is not so for you. See, we are called into a different kind of life. And yet we still see that old sinful nature that still clings to us. And it seeks to draw us into the dark. From the beginning, this congregation, like all congregations, has had sinners in it. The darkness of sin is something that we all have a part in. Paul himself recognizes the sin that is at war in his own members, seeking to draw him into the darkness, that he is constantly in this battle. You see, that's not Paul's identity, and that's not your identity either. That's not who you are in Jesus. Paul points to that new identity that we have. Our citizenship is in heaven. We have a new identity in Christ. And this new identity in Christ, because we are in Christ, it will lead to a day of resurrection, into a new and glorious body. So that the life we live now is not for ourselves, but rather that Christ might shine His light through us. See, the Lord reveals our sin that we may call it for what it is, and lead us to repentance. And Paul points us to Christ. And when we see that stain of sin upon our lives, Paul points us to Christ's bloodstained cross, where every single one of those sins was atoned for in full. By the waters of baptism, Christ has called us His own, and we are redeemed by the blood of Christ on the cross. By God's grace, He uses saints like St. Paul to shine through and show us what lives as redeemed Christians look like. Shattered by God's law, He pieces us together so that we might be used to shine His light into the world. Waging war against the sin that wants to pull us into the darkness, we see that we have victory already in Christ, and Christ alone, our one and only true light. That's what the Lord has done at St. John's through these past 150 years. He's delivered Christ. And when Pastor Nierman said at the beginning of the service, and he proclaimed to you, "I forgive you of your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit," that was by Christ's authority. That was Christ's power to dispel the darkness. And just as surely as you heard it, so it is in heaven. And from that font over there, where many of you have been baptized, God claimed you to be his own. Christ baptized you, joining you to himself, conquering the darkness. And in a moment from this altar, we'll receive Christ's very body and blood given and shed for us, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith. That's the power of Christ's light for you. And Christ's light continues to shine today. Now, lastly, I have something from the history of this congregation. Now, after the fire in 1961, my uncle, my great uncle, Robert Behrman, acquired one of the pieces of stained glass that survived the fire. And on this piece of stained glass is the Holy Bible and the cross. And he gave this to me as a gift for my ordination here about 6.5 years ago. And as you can see, he also put a special edge around it and a chain, and I've had this hanging in my office where the light shining through this, reminding me of God's Word. And I've had a time to enjoy this for myself. And even when my great uncle Robert Behrman gave this to me, he said, "You know, you can do with this whatever you like. You can give this to the congregation. You can keep this. I've had the opportunity to enjoy this, and I want to leave this with you this day." Is I think more people need to enjoy this and be reminded of God's Word and the history of God's work in this place at St. John's. And while this is a piece of history of the old sanctuary, it's not only that. It's also a reminder of what this is all about. With these past 150 years and the present and the future are about. God has given us his holy scriptures, which testify to the redemption, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. God brings light to us through his word. God's light is for you. For by God's word you receive forgiveness, redemption, and salvation. And so when Paul calls us to join in being imitators of him in our reading today, we see what that means. To be an imitator of Paul means to be in Christ Jesus. It means to be connected to Jesus. It means to have Jesus' light shine into our brokenness and then use us, redeem us, and then shine through us. And he has also shed that same light here in this place at St. John Lutheran Church on the corner of County Road 16 and U, and wherever the Lord leads you with his word. Christ Jesus, who died, rose to save us, is our one and true only light. And he's shone since the beginning. He's shone for the past 150 years here in this place. And he shines today, and he will shine forever. Amen.